Good morning, friends.
Are we here, do you think? Are we all here?
Should we close the door?
Great.
So I'll guide us into a practice for beginning our retreat this morning. I hope you slept some well enough. Would anybody have liked more sleep last night? There's a few of you, okay. We got a nice long lunch break until 3, I think. So hopefully you can catch up a little bit there. Did anybody get more sleep than they wanted? You got more than you wanted, right? Leave a bit hungover after. Otherwise, everyone else was just right. Great. So if for the first part of the guidance, I'll say a little bit about the framework. So if you have your eyes open for that part, just the frontal cortex, the kind of picture, getting the picture, and then we'll close our eyes and I'll guide us in. All right, are you ready? Are you ready for this Brahma Viharas, the practice of the heart? So this morning and throughout the retreats, the first line of the instructions is with the body as home base. So body will be our instrument. Your body will be your instrument all the way through. So to have a safe and reliable basis here. If you can't see me, if we're in this queue together. Shall I come here? Shall I come here? All right. I'm going to move in a little bit. Better for me. Hope it's better for some of you, maybe worse for others. All right, to have a safe and reliable basis here for the heart and for the mind to have a home base, right? Meditation, as you know, is not an abstracted mind and heart that go off and do something. I think you can do those practices if you want. This one's got the body as our home base. Why? Maybe I won't go into all the whys for now. Maybe a couple of whys. Why? Because if we want to translate any realization, any insight into our life, we have our body, we're in relationship, our skill isn't abstracted, our skill is through our body. For our metta practice, for our kindness practice these days, this is how the Buddha speaks about you. You abide. Abide in English. Probably every year I ask you this. Do you have this word? Abide is even a funny word in English. It's translated from the text. Abide in English comes from the same root as abode, which means home. And the Buddha says, abide radiating kindness in all directions. He doesn't just think it's a good idea. It's like abide. The radiation has a presence to it, right? So body, whatever our relationship with body so far, and some of us, it will have been fraught. I know that. I know that for myself. So whatever has been your relationship with body so far, this life, it can be part of what gets healed along the way, that relationship. So this can really be the instrument for abiding. So I will guide us in three steps this morning. First, the posture. Secondly, I will offer a body scan. Thirdly, I will invite us to be sensitive to the whole body all at once. And in that step three, sensitive to the whole body with the intention of kindness. So just before I begin, what do those three things mean briefly? Posture will be self-explanatory. The scan, the body scan, it's become a very popular kind of practice in the mindfulness, secular mindfulness circles, for good reason. Have any of you come from those trainings or know those trainings? Right, so you go, so for our purposes, if we imagine the whole body is the house, the home, then in the body scan we visit rooms of the house and we kind of open the door, and if we're lucky we might go in to those rooms. So I will guide us through that, a humble body scan. It's a really helpful way of opening the rooms in the house, because sometimes there's rooms we don't enter for good reason, but we can learn to see, oh yeah, there's a no-go, okay, oh no, there I'm available, right? We can start to kind of air those rooms out so that more of the body can come online. Step three, sensitive to the whole body. What does that mean? Many of you know. It means sensing this whole thing, this whole marvel, all at once. All at once. This, for most of us, is a training. Takes training. I probably won't say too much about it right now, but it will be a constant theme through the retreat to be sensitive to this whole body all at once. I will stand so that you can see me, because I'll say two things about it. One is, what am I referring to? I'm referring to internally, the whole texture, tone, vibration of this whole creature, and maybe a little bit of space around them. Right? Just a little bit of space. So a whole bubble, a whole shape that's sort of soft and elastic that you walk with your whole little bubble of your body awareness. What supports that? The idea supports it. So when I say sensitive to the whole body, it's like, oh yeah, right, all of this. Softening the eyes. But let your eyes soften now. It's like it's a different gaze. I think it's become very, very well known in, you know, neurology circles, let's say. Typically we used to focusing. Softening the gaze allows you to have more of a whole field perception. Third thing, for most of us here, probably all, but tell me if I got you wrong, the habit of attention will be to shrink. It will collapse. Onto what? Thoughts, feelings, sensations, often without our say so, involuntarily. Attention collapses and the body awareness collapses with it. So what helps is to stretch open, soften the gaze, stretch open the idea of the body. Oh yeah, stretch open the felt sense of the body. Oh yeah. Use the hands. You know, maybe just let's do this now so it's not too weird or feel like you're in kindergarten. Right? It's like if you had bubble gum, like stretching it open like this. In a nice rhythm, not like yanking yourself open, but stretching open, attention follows your intention, and energy, the energy of your body gesture is also a big part of that. So feel not like you're sort of cheating if you use your hands, and you can like draw the shape around you. So, oh yeah, look, I'm all, my attention's all sticky in my, sticky and stuck. Let me like wide, and oh yeah, that feels good around the ears. Often it gets stuck around the skull. Sides, front and back, and you get more, some of you will start off sensitive anyway that way, and we can become more sensitive that way, but you just sort of plump it out a little bit, so yeah, attention will collapse, and you will become mindful of that, and then you go, oh, my attention's collapsed, right? Wide, soft eyes, concept, whole body, attention, intention, energy, follow each other. Widen that. Finally on that, sensing it all at once doesn't mean you will, right? There'll be bits that are missing and vague and some bits that are vibrating, and some bits that are like, wow, nothing's there. It's okay. But we learn and tune our attention to be sensitive to the whole texture, the whole tone, like it's sort of, oh yeah, the tone is very calm right now. The tone is bright, vibrating right now. Or it's like space right now. Whole circle, the whole egg, and the quality can be sensed as a kind of whole field. Right? You don't have to focalize to know it. You know it through being it. Oh. Let's practice for 25 minutes or so with these three steps. Let's have a preliminary step. Let's breathe in together intentionally. Breathing in and breathing out with a ah. All right, let's do that again. And on the out-breath, breathing in. On the out-breath, see if you can follow that right through the bones of your thighs with a ha. We're going to see if we can let it all be about the body this morning. Breathing in. And letting the jaws soften with the out-breath right to your thighs. Sounds so good up here. Let it all be about the body today. Of course, mental states will arise, thoughts will arise, but see if you can relate to them as happening inside and here with the body, right? All right. So number one, step one. Posture. Letting your body take a posture
so that they are available for attention. Let your body express itself. Say, yeah, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm available for attention. And that might mean standing for some. It might mean softening your arms. It might mean softening your brow between your eyes. And if there's any obvious unnecessary tension this morning, loosening that. Let the eyes be soft. Step two, a humble body scan. Invite your face to become available for attention. And imagine, if you will, that attention can slip through your face and slip into your head. And imagine, if you will, attention can get in and seep through the mask of your face, like a liquid light, and start to nourish your brain. Imagine attention loves to reach into the middle of your brain. With a kind, liquid touch. And perhaps attention can spread through the bones of your skull and radiate through the bones of your skull. Taking a moment to linger with the head. All at once. A living, pulsing head filled with bright attention. Inviting now your right arm to become available for attention.
and let attention slip in to the top of your right shoulder. And imagine attention seeping, nourishing, trickling inside of your right arm. Maybe like a liquid. Maybe like a fragrance. All the way to the elbow. And letting your body breathe. Allowing attention to saturate your lower arm. Maybe filling the pockets that it doesn't normally get to. Through your wrists. And into the spaces of your right hand. The bones. Imagine attention even longs to fill your flesh in your right hand. Like water restored to a dry riverbed. Invite your left arm to become available. And slip inside your left shoulder. And find the way that attention might like to fill the whole left arm. Maybe your attention goes systematically like a lift, like an elevator, going down through the floors. Does it like to do that? Section by section? Or maybe it enters the left arm all at once, like a fragrance filling a room. Finding its way into the pockets of your arms that normally resist. And sensing now your whole left arm. pulsing, living, alive. Inviting now your torso from your neck, your chest, your back, the whole trunk of the tree of your torso. Inviting them to be available. Will you be available this morning, my love? And if they are a little bit willing, allow attention to slip in to your torso. See where it wants to go, like a liquid light, like a subtle fragrance. Letting it touch places in your torso that want to be touched. Inviting attention to saturate the organs, the heart, the diaphragm, the intestines. The lungs, the sexual organs, letting your body breathe. And sensing your torso all at once. Living, pulsing, awake. Inviting your right leg to become available to attention. And allowing a kind attention to slip in, to touch the right hip. and find a beautiful way to allow attention to fill the entire right leg. Going down systematically like an elevator, section by section. Or opening the door to the leg and letting attention enter like a fragrance all at once. Sensing the right leg all at once. Maybe the pulsing or the aliveness, or just the sense, I am here. Inviting now the left leg to become available. Are you willing to be available this morning, my love? And to whatever extent your left leg is available. Allowing attention to slip in. Maybe like a liquid light. Maybe like gentle water. Maybe like a fragrance. And let attention nourish the flesh of your left thigh. Right into the center of your kneecap, right inside your knee. Through your lower leg, into the ankle and the bones of your left foot. How does attention like to travel this morning? Knowing the whole left leg alive. Maybe pulsing, maybe just the sense I am here. And step three, sensitive now to the whole body, the whole body. What supports you to open your idea now from the rooms to the whole house? The whole home. Maybe softening the eyes. Maybe stretching out the bubble gum. Maybe remembering the space behind you. Find a beautiful way to invite the whole body now to be available. All at once. And letting your whole body breathe out. And sensitive to the whole body, let her breathe in. Sensitive to the whole body. He breathes out. And as your body abides present, pulsing, awake, if there's anything in your experience here that is okay, then really let yourself feel that. If anything is even perhaps a little bit lovely, maybe there's a kind of brightness or a soft, liquid presence. Or simply a sense of, oh, I am here. Breathe with this. And enjoy. Maybe just a very subtle enjoyment. of your presence. And imagine now with me, if you will, for the last couple of minutes, that we could sit here with the abiding of friendliness, radiating the intention to everything that comes in words, in gesture, or in touch. May you be well. May you be well. May you be well. And maybe you can imagine that intention of metta can travel through your body, your energy body, and our only job is the intention to wish well, my only job. Before I pass you to Yuha, in the beginning of the next sitting, so when the which is at 11:15, please bring your devices for our voluntary relinquishment ceremony. if you are not going to be giving your... if maybe you don't have a device. I don't want to make an assumption, but I did. If you're not going to hand over your device, then please keep it at the bottom of your suitcase, switch it off, make the agreements not to make any contact with it. But other than that, bring it here. Bring it here and we will have a little ceremony. I don't think our basket's big enough. We have a basket here and we'll make it a tiny bit ceremonial, and Yuha will explain that when we get here. But bring it, there's rubber bands, and...
they should be on the notice board, so we'll check with the managers after this.
The one in the kitchen?
The notice board in the dining
room. Dining room, yeah. Rubber bands, paper, names, put your name on it. And I just want to take 30 seconds to sell the idea. In case you're teetering, like, will I, won't I? It's really good. it doesn't make you good. It can be a really good practice. I did. I think, were you there at that retreat Yehel and Yuha taught in England? You thought you were there. Anyway, you were. Yeah. That's when I did it with them. Yuha and Yehel were at the front advertising the basket. They did it much more low-key. And, I offered my phone in and I didn't regret it. Apart from those times at night when it's like, what do I do now? That habit, that momentum, which I didn't even used to have before there were phones. But, that voluntary relinquishment will support your practice one way or the other. And leave room, in a way, if we want to go deeper and cultivate more, we need to make room for that. Your coming here makes room. And whatever voluntary acts of abstention, of release, will support that too. Anything more to sell it? Anyone else want to sell it? Sell that idea. It's a rare thing, I think, to let go of something voluntarily that we actually don't want to let go of. So it really has a strong effect in the heart, actually.
And an opportunity to really practice renunciation, which is one of the things that is such a central thread in traditional Dharma practice cultures, but doesn't have quite the same place in our contemporary consumer culture, which is very much about getting things and holding on to them.
Yes. So this is a sort of, in a way, doing this gesture is like entering the stream of the, when the monk or the nun would come to the Buddha for teaching, and then they would shave their hair. Some of you have already done that. They would shave their hair, put on their robes. It's like making that gesture to our body that we're entering into a practice period. Yeah. I think we've solved it. Okay. All right. And then at 12:15, there will be a reflection before lunch to support the pulse of the metta to keep going with that. Okay. How should we do this? Should we just get closer in the middle? Can you see everybody
right
there? You can see.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, but it's a little odd, me right in the middle and you over there. I'll come this way. There we go.
So next we'll have an opportunity for some walking meditation practice, which is one of the central forms of practice on this retreat, on the retreats that we offer, and one of the really traditional, one of the four postures of practice in traditional Dharma culture. And again, I know it's familiar to pretty much everyone here, but just to say a few words about it, walking meditation is as much a meditation practice as sitting practice. So sometimes it can be easy to privilege or prioritize sitting meditation practice. There can be this image or sense that's the real practice and that's where practice is happening. And actually walking meditation has, as a form, as much to offer, as much possibility for cultivating meditative depth, sensitivity, insight, the cultivation of the Brahma Viharas as sitting posture does. And throughout this retreat, all of the meditation practices that we're offering, it's possible to practice them both in the sitting and in the walking form. And the invitation is for today to follow the threads that Catherine was presenting, opening up here this morning. So as we go into walking meditation, you can have in the beginning of it some time to attune to your posture. Let yourself stand. Feel the feet on the ground. Let yourself connect to the senses, to the environment, to the alignment of the body, feeling how it's feeling. And if you wish, gradually beginning to open up, going through the rooms of the house, the rooms of the body, opening up. The awareness, really letting the awareness come close, touch the sensations of the body, gradually opening up. And then with this full, moving to this full sensitivity and presence of the body, awareness of the body, carrying that with us as we stand, as we walk. If there is some sense of softness, of relaxation, of well-being, maybe anything like this, you can incline the mind towards that. Be sensitive to that. No, okay, this is here. This is something I can rest with, be present to. And as we were doing in the sitting, if you wish, this gentle pulse of well-wishing, of radiation, of kindness, of goodwill from the body. This is the job, this is the work of the day, this well-wishing. May you be safe, may you be well. And the form of the walking meditation, it's a beautiful day outside, so really an encouragement to enjoy the day, enjoy the light. You know, put on your shoes and your coat and go and find a place to stand and walk outside, find a walking path of 5-10 meters, whatever feels right for you, and letting yourself really give yourself to this practice. And we'll be coming back at 11:15 for the phone ceremony and some sitting here and there. So enjoy the outside. If you go outside, enjoy the walking meditation. We'll see you back here then.